Frequency Cast, startup in progress.
Hi and welcome to show number 19 of Frequency Cast, the online UK TV and technology show. My name's Carl and with me in the studio is our resident technologist, Pete.
Online and standing by.
Frequency Cast offers you a tantalising take on technology and is driven by feedback from our listeners via frequencycast.co.uk. In today's show, this is what's under the microscope. News on Freeview, new MP3s, Tiscali TV and BT Vision. We explore the various TV on demand options on offer. Some ways to save electricity and the environment. A new MP3 and DAB radio gadget. Plus, we get interactive with your questions. First, here's a look at the headlines.
Frequency Cast, now loading news.
Well, 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 it's been a busy news month in September. Let's start off with a good story from UK TV G2. They're relaunching in mid-October and will be coming to Freeview. The channel, aimed at 16 to 35-year-old men, will be on Sky, Virgin, and will replace UK TV Bright Ideas on Freeview. And the name of this new channel? Dave. Yes, apparently this new name is based on the idea that everyone has a mate called Dave. We assume some advertising agency charged someone somewhere a fortune for that brainwave. All right, Dave. We'll let you know if we hear of any plans for a Tarquin or Sebastian coming soon. Next, this has had far too much coverage already, but just in case you've been under a rock, Apple have announced some new iPods. The iPod Touch with built-in Wi-Fi and browsing, a new square iPod Nano, some recoloured shuffles, and an upgraded video iPod now at 160GB. Most of these hit the shelves in September. Nuff said. Sticking very briefly with Apple, it's just been announced that the hugely hyped Apple iPhone will be carried by just one UK operator, and that's O2. The iPhone should be available from the 9th of November from O2 and from the Carphone Wolfhouse. Price, £269, with an 18-month contract of £35. Ouch. Let's soften that blow with some Freeview news. Lad's channel Nuts TV launched on the 12th of September on Freeview Channel 42. From October the 1st, there's Virgin One, replacing FTN. A quick look at their schedules shows a lot of Knight Rider and Deep Space Nine. You may need to get your Freeview receiver to do a rescan for new channels to get them added to the list. Of course, we can expect Dave soon. Some departing Freeview channels. Disney is dropping the ABC One channel from Freeview in October. No news yet on what will replace it. Also, Thomas Cook has gone from Freeview Channel 41. Now, some Tiscali TV news. Tiscali has just expanded its TV over broadband service to a number of extra UK cities. We cover Tiscali TV later in the show. Sports fans may also be interested to know that three of Satanta Sports channels have just become available for £9.99 a month on Tiscali. News in from Channel 4. Their 4OD catch-up TV service is set to extend from 7 to 30 days soon. Now, some high-definition news. And staying with Channel 4, in September, 4 announced that from December 2007, they'll be running Channel 4 HD on the Sky Digital platform. It's also just been announced that ITV will be offering HD content from early 2008, initially with just 2 to 3 hours of primetime HD content a night. Another Freeview snippet. There have been some changes to the Freeview radio stations. Heat and Kerrang have swapped over their multiplex, and the BBC national stations 1, 2, 3 and 4 will also be moving multiplex in October. They'll be on the same channel numbers, but you may need to rescan your set-top box to keep getting these channels. Mobile phones. We covered phone recycling last year, but here's something new. If you've got an old mobile handset or smartphone that you're no longer using, do your bit for the environment, recycle it safely, and get some cash. To find out how much your old phone's worth, see the Envirophone icon on today's show notes. And finally, can you finally feel the Force? New game Star Wars The Force Unleashed is due for release in 2008 on the Nintendo Wii. And wait for it, you can use the Wii motion controllers to battle with lightsabers. This is the game you're looking for.
Thanks, Obi-Wan. The Force is strong in this show. For more on these news stories, take a look at today's show notes at www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast, now loading. Focus.
Time for the fantastic Feisty Focus. So what have you got, you feisty fellow, you?
Well, as ever, we've turned to our listeners to find out what we're going to cover, and today we are covering video on demand.
Haven't we done that already?
Well, you know, that's kind of what I thought. We have done video on demand. We've talked about the various on-demand products. I'm assuming what our listeners are after by voting for this is just to do a roundup of everything in one go, rather than doing it split across different programs.
So here we go, rodeo roundup, all in one go. Off we go.
So
let's get galloping.
Hey, giddy up. Yeehaw! So, video on demand.
I didn't ask you to be funny, did I?
So this is video on demand. Now, I know you're not a big fan of video on demand, not since the great Blockbuster incident.
What? I'll have a pee, please, Bob.
You never quite recovered from them closing your local Blockbuster, did you?
Oh, right, that Blockbuster problem. I thought you meant the gold run.
So we've looked at the TV services. I've got here a list of the five on-demand services. What would you think would be the most... the one we're going to talk about first?
Sky.
We're actually going to go for Virgin first, because they are probably one of the largest and the most well-known of all the on-demand services. So if you take out a Virgin Media cable TV package, you get some on-demand services by default. You get about 500 movies, you get access to a whole load of old TV programs that you can download on demand, and you can also get access to some of the most recent BBC, ITV and Channel 4 programs.
Right, that was great. I enjoyed that.
And how much is it, you may ask?
About £10 a month.
£11 a month is about as cheap as you can get Virgin Media. Little set-top box, plugs into your TV, plugs into the cable service, and the films are around about £1.50 each.
Good grief!
So there you go, Virgin Media. That one was easy, wasn't it?
Thank you very much. Next?
Next. Who are we going for next? Let's go for the provider with the largest amount of content.
Who would that be then? BT Vision?
Actually, Tiscali TV.
I've never heard of them.
Tiscali TV acquired a company called Home Choice, someone else you wouldn't have heard of, a little while ago. This used to only be on offer to London, but now it's been broadened to London, Birmingham, Liverpool, Wolverhampton, Salford, Leicester, Stevenage, Milton Keynes and Warrington, woohoo.
Warrington? Who'd have thought they'd be in there?
And they're talking about more towns up in the north of the UK and Scotland by the end of this year. Plugs into your telly and your internet connection. The clever thing with this is it's getting your TV over the internet.
That's quite smooth, isn't it?
It's actually handy for people that aren't in a cable TV area or can't get Freeview reception. So you can actually get all of your live channels onto your box. Tiscali are also offering Sky One, which obviously you now don't find on Virgin after that big dispute earlier this year.
There's no dispute.
Oh, yes, there was.
No, there wasn't.
Yes, there was.
There wasn't.
There was.
All right.
So that's Tiscali TV. Now they've actually got a bit more coverage of the UK. They're talking about having 10 million homes in range by the end of this year. This is actually now quite a serious contender, and it does have the widest selection of on-demand content out there. So they've got 1,000 movies versus Virgin's 500. They don't have a PVR yet, so they don't have a hard disk recorder. They're also not offering high def at this point, but it is beginning to become a contender.
So how much is it going to cost?
There's quite a nice little package. 2 meg broadband, their phone service with free evening and weekend calls, plus this TV service for £19.99 a month. So it's actually pretty competitive.
Okay.
Cool. Next we're going to cover on demand on a Freeview service. Who are we going to go for?
Ah, that must be BT Vision.
That's correct. Top up TV anytime.
What, even now?
We are going to look at top up TV anytime next. Now.
What, anytime now? We're talking about it now then, yes?
You remember that one has come back over and over.
We're talking about it now?
Anytime now. That one has come back over and over again, hasn't it?
Isn't that the one we've had all the complaints about?
Yeah, we did get an awful lot of feedback through interaction. People having problems with top-up TV anytime, the box crashing and so on. That situation has eased a little bit. The box is a bit more stable than it was. But there are still problems, lock-ups, missed recordings, that sort of thing. It is potentially a good service for a lot of people. Personally, I don't get on with it. We've seen more complaints than we've seen praise through our forums and through the website. But this service basically is a Freeview hard disk recorder. Overnight, there's some spare capacity on the system, so it downloads about 100 hours of TV to your box each week. So you get selected programs from UK Gold, UK Style, Living TV and a few others. But you do get what you're given, so they pick the programs that you're going to get onto your machine. And you basically go there each day. There's a few new programs that you can look through and watch on demand.
Any movies?
Yeah, there is a movie service called Picture Box. It only gives you 7 movies a week, which actually isn't a lot.
That's not a lot at all, is it? Mind you, 7, there's one a day.
That's true. If anyone's interested, we did an in-depth report on Anytime back in show 10.
And how much is this top-up TV?
£99 for the box, and you pay a tenner a month. So again, it's not really the best value for money. But it is an option for something a little extra over Freeview. Next?
Next!
Okay, next we're going to cover BT Vision.
B BT Vision?
So they're offering this service over broadband. You basically get a set-top box that is a Freeview box, digital recorder, and you can get a certain amount of on-demand TV content. Now, we covered this back in show 12. This has also suffered with a few problems as well. This has had various box lockups and other problems. Again, they're slowly ironing these problems out. I still reckon BT Vision is not a bad service. One of the big selling points is you don't have to pay a subscription. You actually get this as a free service as long as you're a BT Broadband subscriber. You do pay £90 for the installation, but they have got quite a good selection of on-demand movies and videos and TV programmes.
Isn't that the one with the sport?
Yeah, they are doing the Setanta Premier League sport as well, which is rather good. You can actually watch those matches either on-demand or you can pay a subscription. So kind of pay-as-you-go downloadable content is quite good.
All right, okay.
And finally, Esther?
Ranson?
Sky Anytime. Now, Sky Anytime's a bit of an odd one. They do offer an on-demand service, but it's over your PC. So you can get access to some of these Sky TV programmes, Sky Sporting Event, Sky Box Office from your PC. They do offer something on the set-top box. It's only for the high-end Sky Plus and Sky HD boxes. And they offer something a bit similar to Top Up TV, where overnight it downloads content to your system. You only get about 40 hours a week, so it's not a huge amount of content. And of course, it is limited to mainly Sky's own offering. I wouldn't say it was a particular strong sales point for Sky, but there is a small amount of on-demand content through this Anytime service. They also have a very good selection of movies on Box Office. They're not quite on-demand. They repeat every 15 minutes or so. So as long as you're prepared to wait 15 minutes for a film to start, not a bad service. The interesting news is, by 2008, they're talking about offering an on-demand service via broadband on your TV. So that's possibly going to be one to watch out for.
That sounds quite good, because they're improving it, as opposed to just sitting with what they've got.
Yeah, but they have been a bit late coming to market with this on-demand service. Everyone's really beaten them to the punch, so they're going to have to come up with something good to compete. A couple of other things to cover on video on demand. The main TV broadcasters are now doing this. A lot of them are internet-based, though. So we've got the BBC iPlayer that we talked about in the last show. They offer the last 7 days' worth of content onto a PC. ITV are launching a streaming service that's just beginning to come up and running. Channel 4 are probably pioneering here. They've got 4 on demand, so they're offering their content on a pay-per-view basis. We've already talked about Sky doing their programmes on the internet, and Channel 5 are beginning to do the same and making some of their content available as well. We've also talked about Juiced or Yoast before, so they are completely free, very limited selection of on-demand content on the PC, but that could well grow. There's also a service called Cinema Now if you want to watch legal downloadable films on your PC. Cinema Now is actually not a bad bet.
That's all right.
So that's our roundup of video on demand content. Because we've got this dotted around the various shows where we've covered all these things before, what we'll do is we'll get a page put together that covers all of these on one page. So if you go to FrequencyCast and look for the on demand page, you will find everything what we've just spoke about.
And of course, this show's available on demand.
When's that?
Thursdays. So I'd really like to know now what that white box is.
This white box here. Describe it very briefly.
Well, it looks to me like a clock, you see. But I thought there's no way you've brought a clock into the studio. It's about the size of sort of a bedside alarm clock with a large digital screen.
What does that say there with the little green button?
Effigy.
Effigy. Would you like to know what it does?
Yeah. Yes, I do want to know what it does.
Take that.
Thank you.
I think this explains everything.
Ah, the microfilm. That's a USB stick. It's not explaining anything.
Well, you know where you can stick it, don't you?
Well, how rude.
Hamburg, Las Vegas, the Bahamas. Some podcasts and radio stations get to go to glamorous locations. I'm allowed to go as far as the producer's cupboard under the stairs. I'm actually talking to you from inside a very dark cupboard. Let me just open the door. Ah, I can actually see what's going on now. And the reason I'm hiding in the cupboard under the stairs is to take a look at our producer's electricity meter. Now, I'm sure you've never given your electricity meter much thought, but looking at our meter here, it's a black box with a silver front stuck onto the wall here. Out of the bottom of that are 4 fairly thick grey wires which go into the house's electrical system. Wrapped around the 4th of these wires is a little box called an effigy box. And connected to that is something called an effigy environmental monitoring transmitter. So what we have here is a device clamped across one of the wires going into our meter, and this transmits a wireless signal off to something else somewhere else in the house. Time to go on the move. So we're back with you now from the illustrious setting of our producer's kitchen. Fairly standard kitchen, the usual stuff, fridge, washing machine, sink, electrical equipment, that sort of stuff. And what I have in my hand now is a device called an Effigy Smart Meter, which has a wireless connection to that gadget that we've just looked at in the meter cupboard. At the moment, what that's showing me is that it's 18 minutes past 4 in the afternoon, and currently this house is consuming 0.341 kilowatts of electricity. Now, the best way of equating this to something we can all cope with is looking at something like a 60-watt light bulb. So at the moment, our producer's house here is burning what would be the equivalent of about 6 60-watt light bulbs. With the house just in idle mode, what we're going to do is take a look at 2 or 3 kitchen appliances and just see how they eat into our electricity. So with our meter running at 341 watts, let's just turn the kettle on here. So now we can see quite a spike. What's happened here is the electricity has leapt up to 1.14 kilowatts. So at the moment, this kettle is burning up about 2/3 of all of the electricity being consumed by this house. So that kettle's quite a thirsty beast. Let's take a look at the microwave here. Could put that on for 10 seconds. Okay, so that's the microwave gone on. Wow, our power consumption there has leapt up to 1.34 kilowatts. I guess it's not surprising that's an 800 kilowatt microwave, so that sort of speaks for itself. And let's just try something else here. Let's try the toaster. So a slice of toast is already in there, in position. Okay, that's not too bad. That's 0.74 kilowatts. That's eating up about 5 60-watt bulbs just running the toaster. A little bit inefficient, but... well, it does make a lovely slice of toast.
I'm glad to see you out of the closet, Pete. Right, okay, that's quite cool. So this saves your electricity bill. But here's a big question. Do you spend more money on that than you would on your electricity bill in the first place?
These are actually fairly cheap. How much do you reckon for this?
I don't know, 40 quid.
Yeah, 45 quid.
All right, so it's quite good. Yeah.
You can actually get some cheaper things as well. For 25 quid, you can get this kind of thing, which just plugs into a single main socket and lets you test one device out. But 45 quid for something like this, I don't think you can go far wrong with this. Keeps your electricity bills down. It will pay for itself after either 1 or 2 years, saving the environment. And the supplier we found for it also offers a carbon offset against delivery. So everyone's a winner.
I feel I'm going green with envy.
So you green folk out there with your gadgets, have a look at our website and we'll stick a picture of the Effigy and a couple of the other meters on our website.
That's www.frequencycast.co.uk. Oh, what's that? A little LCD television?
Ah, yes, this is the next gadget we were going to discuss. This is a Cowon.
What, a Cowon toast? It looks like a little plasma TV screen. How dinky is that? You could put that in your doll's house. And I know you've got one.
Shh. This is the latest multimedia player. This little gadget here, it's called a iAudio D2, and it is basically an MP3 player, but it does all sorts of clever stuff. Just pull that little lever there to switch it on.
Right.
And you have a little screen there. Just give us a run through these icons for me there.
It says music, video, picture, text, utilities. Oh, good. So it does utilities. What is that? Washing and ironing.
Gas and electric.
Gas and electric. DAB, FM radio, and record and settings. Nice.
So we've covered MP3 players before, but this one is a little sexy one because it has actually got a touchscreen on it. So if I tap on the music icon, we get a little MP3 player there.
How cool's that? I like this.
You can use a little stylus. That is the stylus.
No, I don't like the look of that. That looks
shocking.
Yeah, shocking.
So this reminds me of the guitar. What are the guitar things you pluck with?
A plectrum.
Plectrum, yes. It's a little...
Or in your case, a plucktrum.
Plucktrum. But it does help to touch the screen. You can... So I'm pressing the buttons here, a little menu button, tapping away on the screen. So what we've got here is a video playback. It does your JPEG photos. It does all your audio formats, including your favourite. It does MP3 and WMA and WAV and FLAC and 8, but it also does
Og
Vorbis. Remember Og Vorbis?
Og.
So it does Og as well, that very common music format. So this thing plays video. You can display text with it, so you can read text. It's got an FM radio, especially exciting for me. It's got a DAB radio. We do like a bit of DAB. It's a voice recorder. It records DAB radio. It records FM radio. It's got a little scribbly notepad you can write little words on. Calculator, scientific calculator. plug it into your USB port as a USB storage device, and even has Adobe Flash Woo.
Adobe Flash Woo?
Adobe Flash Woo. It also, rather sexily, has a MMC SD card slot on the side of it. So it's got 4 MB of onboard memory, but you can plug in extra memory for it.
So you can put all your videos on there. You can watch The Simpsons on the way to work.
So what do you think of this then?
Well, I've got to hand it to you. There is something incredibly convenient about this product. I can't quite put my finger on it. Would I want one? Do you know what? I would be tempted. It's a nice hold in the hand. It's not, I don't know, it reminds me of something. I can't quite think what that is. It kind of feels like that whole feeling you got in the 80s with your personal stereo. Do you remember when you had your hi-fi in your hand? It just, isn't that a comfortable hold though? I mean, it's just in your hand. You could watch it discreetly, or you could just blatantly put it on display. It's the sort of thing someone sitting next to you on the train would be inspired by. It's a conversation piece. I think you could get some really good conversations out of this. And certainly a pulling magnet for the women.
Which is always important, of course. So how much do you reckon then? How much did you pay for this?
I don't know, 100, 120, 140?
It is a 4 gig machine, so that does put it in the more pricey range. It's actually 170. But do bear in mind, this has a DAB radio that can record, which is pretty unique. But more importantly, it's got this touchscreen navigation. And if you're looking through your content, there's no better way than just picking what you want with your thumb or with this plectrum-y thing. Touchscreens are made for navigating like this. So actually, 170 doesn't really feel too bad with the DAB and the touchscreen. We have managed to find a 5% off voucher as well for this.
Which is behind our big red button.
Which is behind our big red button. So if you're interested in this, take a look at the show notes for today's show, show 19, and you will find the Cowon iAudio D2 with 5% off.
Frequency cast. Now loading. Interaction.
Time for a little interaction with your emails. Hi to Michael Johnson, who's been in touch via the Frequency Cast Facebook group. He's after some advice on home entertainment systems. He has a small home Wi-Fi network. He's after a way of watching DVDs and playing streaming music and video in a variety of formats. He's aware that a Windows Media Center could be the answer, but he doesn't want a PC on 24/7. Any other options?
Well, from his long email, Michael's really after a small magic box that does everything that a Windows PC does. The PS3 and the Apple TV are both options, but they're not quite as powerful as the Windows PC option. If anyone out there's got any suggestions, please get in touch.
And now a question from Richard Curtis. He has a lot of recordings on video cassette and wants to know how to go about digitizing them. Pete.
Hi Richard, a couple of options. First off, you could consider a DVD recorder, burning those old video cassettes onto DVD and keeping them that way. Alternatively, you could hook up your VCR to your PC and transfer your videos onto your hard disk, either for storage or for editing. You'll need a PC TV card or USB adapter, as we covered in show 18. Now, here's a Podline call on satellite navigation.
My name is Gela. I'm calling regarding satellite navigation on the phone and would like to find out, can I have satellite navigation on Nokia 6230i or Sony Ericsson K800i? Thank you.
The two models you've mentioned there don't have built-in GPS, like the XDA Orbit or the Nokia N95, but as they do have Bluetooth, you can use them with a separate Bluetooth GPS receiver and some suitable software. We recommend Nav for All. See our show notes.
And this mail from Joe Thorogood. I'm thinking about buying a new TV for my bedroom. Should I get a TV with Freeview incorporated, or would it be better to get a top set box?
Hi there, Joe. Well, the advantage of a TV with built-in Freeview is it's all in one. There's no extra cabling and no need to plug another box into your main supply eating electricity. Plus, they're easier to connect and set up. On the downside, though, an all-in-one TV and Freeview receiver is generally more expensive. If you go with a separate box, it would allow you to take the box to another room or replace it in the future if a better box comes along.
Well, the digital dinosaur's back in town.
No, not again.
He says, after listening to you guys for many months, your podcast will provide me with some advice that I can actually benefit from.
Is he saying he doesn't normally benefit from what we have to tell him then?
Cheeky monkey.
Cheeky monkey.
Cheeky monkey.
Cheeky monkey.
Oi, monkey. Anyway, can you please tell me why every piece of modern equipment has to have so many little lights all over it? most of which stay alight after I switch the actual equipment off. In my study, when I shut down my PC, the place still rivals Blackpool illuminations. For instance, little lights on the screen.
Modem.
Printer.
Speakers.
Power lead.
Phone charger.
Phone.
And probably loads of others he's not mentioned. Yeah, I understand his point there. Yes, equipment does have lots of silly little lights on, and basically he's referring to things that are left in standby. The good news, of course, Mr. Dinosaur, is they do help keep your house warm, all these things burning electricity.
Yes, and of course that's all good news, because the last ice age killed off all your friends, didn't it?
Of course, we covered this earlier in the show, these lovely energy meters. So now you could find out just how much cost your illuminations are costing you.
And with all those pretty lights, of course, you do realise you don't need to buy a Christmas tree, because you can just leave those on. So Christmas becomes cheaper and more efficient from your energy point of view. And then, of course, he writes on to say, in the good old days, when you switched off the TV, there was much delight at watching the little white dot in the middle of the screen finally disappear. And you knew that the set was off and not continuing to consume power all night long.
Oh, those black and white TV days, eh? Lovely. A couple of suggestions here for our dinosaur friend. Two devices that are well worth considering.
An abacus?
A bit advanced, I think. One of them is a remote control mains plug. So you can have all of your things plugged into a multi-way extension and have a little remote control that you just press one button and all of the sockets will shut down. Or there is a rather nice little gadget that works out that your computer or main TV has been switched off and also powers off other sockets.
Intriguing.
So they are two ways of helping reduce your carbon footprint and turn off everything safely. We'll bung a couple of links up in the show notes for those.
Carbon footprint, is that like the one on Jurassic Park, you know, with a... And a mail from Andrew Morris, wanting to know why he can't control sound with his BT Vision remote.
Andrew's question actually applies to a load of other set-top boxes as well, including Sky, Virgin and Top Up TV. Various digital set-top boxes can be reprogrammed to allow you to change the channels and adjust the volume on most TV sets. With your set-top box manual, you should have had a sheet containing code numbers. One or more of those will match your TV manufacturer. Then, see the box manual for details on how to set the remote to be able to control your telly. Normally, it's only a few presses from the remote control. Marvellous, and a few other little bits of frequency cast news I'd like to pass on to you. For the last month, we've had a really tough time of it, haven't we? Because we're now broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
We are, this is true. We're now streaming live on 365. That's catchy, isn't it?
Yep, we have a 24-hour-a-day radio station. Frequency cast is 24/7 on live 365. If anyone wants 24 hours a day of live us, it's now online.
Obviously, no one's that unhappy with their lives.
Next off, I want to say...
Guten Tag to all our German friends.
Yes, Frequency Cast was actually featured in the August 2007 edition of the Radio Journal, the German magazine for radio and new media.
Eine kleine Nachtmusik. Ja.
So, danke schön to all of our German listeners and to the team at Radio Journal for featuring us in their magazine.
Yep, you guys are the best. Sehr gut. What's this about Facebook as well?
Oh, yes, another Frequency Cast innovation. Thanks to our social butterfly developer, Vinny, for putting together a wonderful little Facebook app for us. We now have an interactive podcast player on Facebook. Sign up, join up to our Facebook account, and you can have an interactive podcast player just from us.
Yeah, great one, Vinny. Nice one. Have we said anything about our audio updates yet?
Oh yeah, for a little test a couple of weeks ago, between shows, we released a short 4-minute little update, little news snippets to our subscribers. If you missed it, make sure you're a subscriber. Either sign up to our newsletter, or better still, sign up to our automatic download RSS feed, so you can get new little news updates sent straight to your PC or Mac.
Cool. Well, that's it for interaction, and for this Frequency Cast. Please get in touch with your comments and questions on what you've heard today.
You can call our podline. The number is 0208 133 4567. You can leave us a voice message using Skype. Our Skype ID is
FrequencyCast.
Or you can send us a message via our website.
You can also get to us via Facebook. Just search FrequencyCast to be friends with either Pete or Carl. Carl.
Yes, please be our friends, please.
Yeah, no, Pete needs more friends than I do.
We're also still after your help in spreading the word about our podcast. If you enjoy listening to our shows, please email your friends and get them to listen.
Remember to check out the show notes for this show, Show 19, for more info on what we've covered today.
Especially those great energy-saving meters.
Find us at www.frequencycast.co.uk. So that's all for today's show on the demand of day-to-day digital distribution, DAB delights and deviations. Catch you on the next show.
Shutdown in progress.
Well, that's all for this show. Keep the feedback coming and make sure you visit our website for details of what we discussed in today's tantalizing take on technology. Point your browser at www.frequencycast.co.uk.